took you so long to get here. Anyway, I'm happy that you came back. It's your girl Ty, aka Talks with Ty the Podcast, and I appreciate you clicking on this video. If you haven't, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. Also, I need you to do me one quick favor. Go on over to Spotify and iTunes, okay? Podcast, that is. Type in TALKSWITTY and hit that follow button. That way, if you miss me here on YouTube, you're able to catch me while you're riding to work or just you need a minute to decompress. Come on in the room, girl. Let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'm so happy you came back. Now stay tuned for the episode. Hit that like and share button. I'll see you in a sec. Welcome home, Angel, and welcome to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty, and I thank you so much for checking us out. Listen, join us weekly as we discuss all things life. You heard it right, and I mean life, adult life, that is. We're going into season 3, 2024, and we're excited about everything that we have coming to you this season. Join us as we are live interacting with family, friends, guys, girls, talking about everything life brings. Make sure that you're following us on our social media outlets on TikTok at Talks with Ty the Podcast, Facebook at Talks with Ty, and Instagram at Talks with Ty _. I look forward to seeing you. Come on in the room and let's talk about it. It's your girl, Ty. I'll catch you in the next episode.
It's y'all hoes sleep, bitch. I need y'all bitches to get up. If y'all sleep, bitch, get up. Fuck y'all hoes Valentine's. Hoes Valentine's, bitch, y'all hoes. I keep scrolling through here looking at y'all hoes with these motherfucking Valentine's flowers and these Valentine pictures and sitting up here talking to my son, y'all love y'all niggas. So, bitch, he fucking me, bitch. That's what he doing. He fucking me. I'm sick of y'all. Bitch, y'all hoes sleep. I hope you ain't, bitch. And, bitch, don't go to sleep too early tonight, motherfucker, bitch. Cause he's saving all that dick for me. He used to tell you we'd run away together. What gives you the right to be free? He said be patient, just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy. It's y'all hoes sleep, bitch. I need y'all.
What's up, y'all? Y'all miss me. Y'all miss me a little bit. Y'all miss me. I'm back. It's Sunday. Soulful Sunday. I said, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Y'all already know what time it is. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to Talks with Ty, the podcast. It's your girl, Ty, and I am so happy you came back. Welcome home, Angel. Thank you for joining me, for spending this Sunday moments with me. Y'all know we about to get into the things, okay? I got a good subject for us to talk about today, and we're going to get into it, all right? If this is your first time joining me, first of all, thank you for being here. Welcome home, Angel. Go ahead and hit that subscribe, follow, share, like, comment, do all the things. This is a live and interactive show. Feel free to comment. I'm going to comment back. I'm going to post comments. We're going to have this open conversation because that's what we do here at Talks with Ty Podcast, okay? It is Soulful Sunday. Today is Sunday, January the 21st of 2024, and I'm happy to be here, okay? I'm happy to be here. Normally, we would start the show off with Ty's Jewel of the Day, but I don't do Jewels of the Day on the weekend. I only give you jewels Monday through Friday. So we get a good talk in on these Sundays, though, okay? So without further ado, all right, it is time to get into the show. Let's do us a favor and cue the intro. So y'all already know what time it is. Go ahead and grab a glass, cup, jug, mug, water bottle, whatever your thing is, okay? Go ahead and grab it and have a seat because you come in the room right on time. I'm so happy you came back. Okay? I'm so happy. Let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and get into today's show. Y'all know I do everything here. Let me see what we're talking about today. All right, now, let's get into this conversation. All right, today's subject, tea, whatever you want to call it, okay? We're talking about true submission. Oh, let me do my favor. Let's look up what the word submission means. Excuse me, let's do that. Because I don't want to be putting out no false information here, okay? So submission, true submission. Let's talk about what that means. Submission. Hold on, y'all. Give me 1 second. I'm looking up something. Let me see. I'm just making sure y'all can see me, making sure everything is up, and it is. Okay, submission, the action or fact, okay, the action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will of or authority of another person. So this is what we're talking about tonight, today, because it's during the day, okay? I hope y'all can't hear my dogs. They up there barking, doing what dogs do, so excuse them. But submission, all right? The action or fact of accepting or yielding. The action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. Right? That's what submission means according to Google. Okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about up in this room today. True submission. I wanted to talk about this today in reference to some things that I am going through. Some things that I am growing through. Y'all know we grow through stuff here on Talks with Ty, okay? So I have some things going on that I am growing through. I'm going to talk about two of those. Did I write them down? I hope I did. Y'all know I can't. My chicken scratch. Okay, but we're going to, okay, yes. So two things that I'm growing through. And I want to talk about submission because submission, in order for you to become disciplined and growth, I think last week I talked about like growing and growth and what that looks like. And a part of growth is discipline. But in order to be disciplined, there are some steps that you have to take. And submission is one of them. Okay. Let's talk about submission today because I think it's important to understand that you need to submit in order to be disciplined and you need discipline in order to grow. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because I have struggled with submission, which is the reason why I sometimes struggle with discipline, which hinders my growth. I'm only talking about me. And if you resonate with this, then hey, put some ones in the chat. But I'm only talking to y'all about me. Okay? I now understand as I've grown that I have a problem with submission. I have a problem with accepting or yielding to a force or an authority. I have a problem with someone seeming to be superior to me and I have to yield to them. I have to accept what they give. And this has affected me in my growth. This has affected me in my finances. This has affected me in relationships, right? Even friendships sometimes, right? Because I have a problem with submission. And I know that. So I could talk about it, right? I ain't talking about you. I'm only talking about me. I have a problem with that. And with me having a problem with that, because I know I do, and now today I'm in a space of honesty, I could tell somebody that when they meet me, I got a problem with submitting, which has caused me to have a problem with discipline, which has hindered my growth. See, it's something about growth, right? It's, you know, when you growing when you get tired of your own
shit. You know you growing for real when you get tired of your own shit. And you get to a place
where you can check yourself, holding yourself accountable. So I'm at that place, right? See, I can't be consistent in my weight loss journey because I can't submit to doing something consistently to change. I can't submit to eating certain things, right? That's let's just call it what it is.
My fat ass, okay,
cannot submit to eating certain stuff. I don't want to do it. I want to eat what I want to eat when I want to eat it, okay? And I understand that that is affecting my discipline in that area, which stunts my growth in my weight loss process. I'm just using that as one example, right? Okay, I'm just using that as one example. And no, you cannot be in denial. Let's talk about it. You cannot be in denial. All right, I'm just using that as one example. Let's get on in. So weight loss, right? But I'm going to talk about this in reference to something that I'm going through right now. And that is relationships, meaning intimate relationships, like a partner, right? And then my weight loss is another thing that I'm currently going through submission with. And then parenting. We gonna get into it, right? Because I only can talk about, yeah, I don't think y'all know how much my podcast is therapy for me. Because I expect for my angels to hold me accountable as I hold myself accountable. But I only pray that this platform and me being honest and truthful about what I am growing through helps somebody else. That's why we do this. Okay? So my accountability or me with true submission in terms of a relationship, I'm having trouble because I can't just submit to any and everybody. I want to submit. So y'all know I was just in a situation, in a relationship, right? And I've talked about my partner openly on this platform. Amazing guy. Checks all the boxes, like, right? Not I have stepped out of the box with this relationship. This is not somebody that I would normally deal with, meaning as far as like what I'm used to. And everything that you're used to isn't always the right thing for you. So I said, I want to try something different. Maybe a person that I wouldn't normally talk to, I gave an opportunity. Understanding in growth, right, that you grow with. But understanding when you're willing to grow with someone, there's a level of submission that comes with that. There's a level of me accepting or yielding to him. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I find it difficult for me to submit to something or someone when they're not understanding of me. I am at the healthiest space ever in my life. Anyone that's in any type of relationship with me, friendship, relationship, businessship, any of that, you're getting me at the healthiest as of today and every day before, like I'm at the healthiest space in my life. So I've had trouble figuring out like what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this situation? See, when you're dating someone, right? When you're dating someone, they're in their purest form. That's something that I've learned about dating. When you're dating, when you're in that dating phase, they're in their rawest form. And I think as you date, you got to understand that when you're in that dating process, right, people are on, everyone's putting their best foot forward. It's the best foot that you see because they want you to see the best of them. They want to bring forth the best that they have to offer, right? You're in that most honest and rawest form, right? So you're putting your best foot forward. As time goes on, if you date a person long enough, you start to see that other foot. All right? They put their best foot forward from the jump. They're going to do everything they need to do to get you, to get your attention, to say, hey, hell, whatever. It's the best, right? They're going to seek you out. They're going to have time. They're going to do everything that they need to do to get you, right? So that you can submit. I'm sorry. So that you can submit to this idea of this being a possibility, right? So that you can accept and that you can yield to the idea of this situation, right, being something more than what it is. They gonna do whatever they need to do to get your attention. It's that best foot. But I think what I'm starting to realize as I'm dating, okay, is I need to see that other foot. Let me date you long enough. Like the best foot, you gonna give me everything you need to give me to get me. It's that other foot I need to see. Cause see, that's when you start to know what you're really dealing with. See, I can submit to that best foot because that best foot at the beginning, that's all I know. Date me long enough, you're gonna start to see that other foot. That other foot. Cause see, now you got to step all the way up. As time go on, you could give me your best foot. But for so long, you can only stand on one leg, baby. I need both. I'm a big girl. In order for you to hold me, baby, you got to stand sturdy. You got to have some solid foundation. I need to see both feet. I need to make sure you're strong enough. See, I've had to learn that in dating. I used to just see the best foot only. Now, let me see that. Come on. Bring that other foot up here. Let me see what you really want me to submit to. What you really want me to yield to. Because as women, whether we like it or not, we must submit. We were created to submit. You can't be more superior than your man. You can't. That's not how things are built. So I understand through lessons and loss, trials,
fuck ups,
heartbreak, let down, let up, let down again. Like I've learned that I must submit to my man. But in my past, what I figured is that I have only submitted to what that best foot. I didn't give myself enough time to see that other foot. You're going to put your best foot forward in this dating process. I'm going to see all these amazing things about you. Right? Come on, Edward. Let's talk. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to see all these amazing things about you because we're dating and you're going to put that best foot forward. Right? You're going to do everything you need to do to get me. It's that other foot that I need to see. Step on in here with both feet. Like I said, I'm a big girl. I need to know that you can stand sturdy. You can handle me because I'm required to submit to you at some point. So I'm getting to a place in dating where you show me this best foot and we date for some time. But at some point, that other one going to come. Where that other foot at? I see that best foot. That best foot look good too. It's a sturdy foot, boy. It's a good looking foot. Let me see that other one. I've learned to give myself time. Ladies, give yourself time. Gentlemen, give yourself time. In the dating process, give yourself time to see that other foot. Because nobody is perfect. Not even you. When I date, I put my best foot forward too. You don't see all my flaws. That's crazy. Right? That's correct. Nobody's putting all their flaws up at the front. They doing what they got to do to get you. But you got to give yourself enough time. What I've learned in dating, that best foot is great, but let me see that other one. And I'm at the process in my situation, in my current situationship, in my current relationship, that I'm starting to see that other foot. And it's a lot. That other foot is a lot. The best foot with my situation. I'm only talking about my current situation. As of what I know thus far, the best foot does outweigh the other foot. But that other foot, that gap, it's a lot. And I'm still working on me. And that gap, that other foot, I don't know if I want to deal with it. I got to be real. I got to be real with myself. I got to be real with my spirit because I'm in a different space. I got to be real with me because if I'm not real with me, I'm going to set me up for failure. I'm going to set the person that I'm with up for failure, and this thing is going to fail, and I don't want that. That other foot, not the best one, but that other one, I can't submit to. Mm-mm. The best foot, I can, but that other foot, I can't submit to, and we need both feet to have a sturdy foundation. What I'm learning is that in a relationship, I have to be able to submit to your good foot, your best foot forward, but I got to be able to submit to that other one too. It's that gap. I got to be able to submit to all of you. Y'all get what I'm saying? The good and the bad. And because I believe of where the things that I've been through, the things that I've grown through, it has to make sense for me. I respect the person that I've been with so much that I know and I understand there's a time for everything. And I care and love the person so much that I see that the not so strong foot might be too much for me. And so before I look at you a different way, before I start to see you a different way, I know it's time to walk away. And that is a hard pill for me to swallow because I know that this is a good man. But is it for me? See, let's talk about submission now, because when we get into these relationships, when we get into these situationships, we understand that you become infatuated with the best, because that's what they show you, right? Understanding that everyone isn't, this person may not be where you are. That's okay. Right? This person may not be where you are, but I think that you meet somebody and you have the opportunity, or you're open to the fact of growing with. Okay? You're open to the fact. I'm unpacking it. You're open to the fact of growing with. Right? And because you see the best. But as time goes on, you start to see that other foot. And, you know, you start to see things like we all do, you know. But I think those things are way more important than the best, because those are the things that you got to be able to tolerate. Those are the things that you got to be able to deal with. And if I can't deal with the worst foot, I can't submit. I'm only talking about me. I can't talk about no other woman. I have to be able to submit to your worst so I can be the crown at your best, because I believe it at your woman. That's what I'm supposed to do. But if the worst of you, if the foot that you don't want to show me at the beginning hurts me and breaks me down, and it continue, and I'm in a healthy space, right? So I can tell you, I can communicate with you and say, hey, this is hurting me. I understand this may not be your best, and I understand that we have to do work in this area, but it's hurting me. What can we do to fix it? And we talk about ways to fix it, and you tell me, hey, work with me in this area, be patient with me. And I be patient. And you still, the mistake becomes a habit. Ooh, help me. I can't deal with nobody bad habits. I could deal with your worst foot, long as I could submit to it, but I can't submit to your bad habits till I got my own. I can't submit to your bad habits, baby. I got my own that I'm trying to work through so that I don't become a problem. My bad habits don't become a problem for you. So I need you to do the same. I need you to not hurt me. And if I tell you that you hurt me, I need you to be concerned. I need you to care. I need you to, let's get to the bottom of this. And what am I making sense? I like to say everyone is crazy. It's a matter of can handle the other person crazy. I agree with this. Everybody, I'm not going to say everybody's crazy because I done met some crazy folk. Everybody got issues. See, everybody got habits. Can you deal with them? We have healthy habits and we have really bad habits. You know what I'm saying? Habits that we may know that we need to change. Some habits come from trauma. But I think a part of I can see your best foot. Let's take it back. I can see your best foot. I can see your worst. And it's strong. But I need to, let's examine this worst. Because one thing about me, what I've learned as I'm dating, because I haven't dated in years, y'all. So one thing I've learned as I'm in this last situation is dating. Let me show you the worst. Let me let you understand my traumas, because this is going to be important, because you got to know how to love me. If you can't love me at my worst, you can't love me at my best. We're talking about submission tonight. So I feel like if I cannot love the worst of you, if I cannot love that worst foot, I can't be the diamonds in your crown at your best. There's going to take a level of submission for me at your worst.
I'm not submitting to no bullshit. I ain't finna do it.
I worked too hard to heal from my own
bullshit to be dealing with the traumas of yours. You got work to do.
Now, I could be a woman that wants to do that work with you. And I hang in there, which is what I felt like I did. But it didn't change. You know, you got to meet me in the middle. You got to meet me in the middle. Because where you weak, I need to be strong, and vice versa. I got my own cross I'm carrying. I'm willing to help you carry yours, but I ain't finna carry yours for you and carry mine too.
Hell no.
But see, growth and healing has taught me that. I wasn't always there. So I would deal with the person that I'm dating Goodfoot, not even knowing about their bad. And then when they throw their bad on me, I'm carrying that too. And then I can't carry myself. I ain't losing myself no more for nobody. Healthiness looks like walking away. Yes, 50-50 all day. But 50-50 requires submission. What are you submitting to? True submission. And y'all, it's only submission when you don't want to do it. Submission is telling a person, I'm going to do this with you, even though you don't want to do it. I submitted to his bad foot months ago. I didn't want to do it. But here we are months later, and the same thing is happening. So the healthy me, you understand? The me that's growing, the me that's working on myself, the me that God is working on me, allows me to see things differently today. So see, I saw your best foot. Is the consistency and growth that needs help. It's the consistency and growth. Yeah, I get it. See, that's it. That transition of dealing and fixing the BS together. You fix something, but now it's being tested. I agree. Well, time tests all things. Time will test all things. Time will test all things. So I'm happy that you brought this up. And this is a gentleman. Listen. I couldn't have said it better. Time will test all things. And so I gave us time. But because I'm working on me, okay, because I submitted and I said I'm going to do this with you, time tests all things. I'm not a fool today. And this doesn't make me love this guy any less. But I just love me today, baby. And I understand that if it's not working out, it's okay to walk away. I can't submit to your bad habits. I got my own. I can walk with you, but you gotta walk back. You gotta meet me halfway. You gotta help me. See, you can't throw your worst foot on me and say, here, take that. And give me nothing to figure this thing out with you. This is your bad habit. I need help from you. You gotta be present. You gotta stand in the gap with me with this thing. You can't just give it to me and say, here, deal with it. And me working on myself and being accountable and doing all the things that I need to do on me is allowing you to never have to deal with me. Because I'm constantly working on me to become a better version of myself, not just for me, but for you too. So when we standing in the gap with me, I'm standing with you. But you not with me. I need you to help me here. Yes, that's exactly right. Oh shit. It's serious, y'all. And I think that understanding, like, as we grow, right, as we grow and as we live and as we learn, you understand time. We talked about this last week. If you want me to know that you care about me, right, give me your time, right? And normally when you're in that dating phase and it's at the beginning, that's what you do. You step with that best foot. You give time. You're showing your best foot. You're going to give all the time in the world at the beginning, baby. Right? And when you stop giving me that, because see, I didn't see your worst foot, so I'm not getting time. I see this worst foot, and you just throwing it on me, and you ain't dealing. You ain't in the gap with me. You just like, here. Because see, I've been so forgiving in the past. See, when you in there, you start learning behaviors. Time, right? You learn behavior. So she forgave me. She gonna deal with it. And then the last time we have a conversation about the same thing that we always have a conversation about, and I ask you, what is our problem? And you're able to tell me. And then I ask you, why did you do it? And you say you don't know. And then I ask you, well, what do you want me to do with it? And you say you don't know. Very carelessly. It never was a thought in your mind that my response would be, we've come to an end. And as bad as it hurt me, as bad as I broke down, as bad as it was for me to say that, I knew it was the right thing to do. I think a part of submission, in order for you to submit, you have to understand yourself. You have to understand what you're willing to go through, what you're willing to deal with. And the only way to do that is to know you. You must submit in a relationship to all things good and bad. Ladies and gentlemen, give yourself time to see the other foot. It's necessary. It's imperative if it's going to be successful, if it's going to work. Submission is growth. Submission is discipline. You need discipline in order to grow, right? So we're in that beginning stage. The submission must happen in order for us to form discipline as a unit, in order for us to grow, to become one. That's the ultimate goal, right? And so because of my mistakes and things that I've been through, and because I've done the work on myself, thank God, I'm in a position to say, hey, What are we doing? Am I going to begin to enable this behavior? Because then I become a part of the problem when I enable the behavior. It's not his fault. It becomes a part of my fault when I become an enabler. Healthy looks like, hey, this isn't working. And even though I love you and I know that you love me, the intention, you tell me I didn't intend to hurt you. I know you didn't intend to hurt me, baby, but you did. And I can't live off intentions. Hell, I intend to be a millionaire. But I got to live a lifestyle where I'm at. Don't tell me your intentions. Intentions are great. They help us build our goals and aspirations. I'm all for intentions, but I need facts. Because that's what I'm standing on, both feet. Your best foot, only one foot. You can't stand on it, but for so long you need two. What's up? Attention, I ain't intended to. I get it. I understand you didn't intend to hurt me. Hell, I didn't intend to be hurt. But I am. So how do we keep getting here? Why are we growing? Why are we not growing through this? Why are we staying stagnant in this space? It's a consistent choice that's being made to say,
fuck you.
And you don't know that that's what you're doing, but that's what you're doing because you're selfish. And it's okay that you're selfish, but you can't be selfish and be with me. You are an amazing man. And it's not that you're not good for somebody, but you might not be for me. And I love you and respect you enough to know that before I start to look at you differently and start to disrespect you, I'm going to detach myself away from this situation. Because what I'm not going to do is let you take me back and be the old version of me, the version of me that I worked so hard to grow from. I'm just going to walk away. As much as it hurts me, I'm going to submit to my purpose. I'm going to submit to my growth. I'm going to submit to me. And I'm going to do exactly what I don't want to do. And that's tell you our chapter has come to an end and it's time for me to go. Because my purpose is bigger. I thought it was us. This is a season. I understand the reason. Sometimes we go through seasons and we don't understand. This one I do, and I'm grateful to God that I understand. I understand this season in my life. I understand why it was him. I pray that he understands why it was me. I pray that I helped him because he certainly helped me. He's taught me that I'm capable of loving in a healthy manner. He's taught me that I'm worthy. He's taught me that I'm beautiful. He's given me that again. Dating this guy has given me that again. He showed me that I can love and I can be in a healthy relationship. And I can still be myself. I ain't got to dim my light to make my mate feel good. He showed me more positive things than negative things. But that negative thing, I see something in him. See, spiritually, I've seen something in him, and that's something that's not going to change because he hasn't done the work to change it. And he's not doing the work to change it. We've had enough time for him to do the work to at least try. But I get thrown with the cross the hole by myself, and he don't stand with me in a gap. And so I got to ask myself, I know what I got going on. I understand that a part of my purpose is service. And I understand that there's some things that I have to do. So the person that is with me, the man that I submit to, has to be willing to stand with me in the gap. No matter how dark it is, no matter how scary it is, we're standing together. See, you can't leave me standing alone in the gap. Submission, what are you submitting to? It ain't submission until you do what you don't want to do. So before I submit to something that is not right, I submit to myself. And I'll choose me. And I'm not saying that this is the right thing to do. I don't know if it's the wrong thing to do. I just know it feels right now. And I'd rather save it at this space than to lose it and never be able to come back to it again. What does submission look like? It's what you don't want to do. You got to submit to yourself in order to submit to somebody else. You got to understand that the best foot is not enough. Let me see the other one. We're dating. You're going to put your best foot forward. As time is of the essence. Give yourself some time when you're dating. Give yourself some time when you're dating. Give yourself some time when you're dating. Because time is going to let you see that other foot, which is not the best. Can I stand in the gap with you with that? Can I submit to that other foot? The best foot I could submit to all day. That other one, what'd that look like? Another thing that I'm learning in dating is be honest. If you're building something with someone and you're working on something with someone and the two are becoming one, whatever you're not honest about is going to come out. Period. It's going to come out. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it, but I promise you it's going to come out. Be honest. Show that best foot, but show that ugly one too. And don't wait. Don't show it. Because if you don't like me like this, because this is what it looks like when the makeup is off and the wigs are off and the lashes is off and the lip gloss ain't popping and the body shaper ain't on. This is what it's giving. So if I can't be honest with you and raw with you in this space, then I can't. What good is the best? If you don't love me here, you ain't gonna love me there. I ain't always there. I'm here most of the time than I am there. Hey, Miss Shane, how you doing? I'm here. I'm in this space. I'm in my raw space. My not so best foot is what you see. But if you love me here, baby, at my best, woo, I got something for you. If you appreciate me here at this place, in this space, looking like this, then you gonna love what you see at my best. Show me your worst. I need that. Let me get that up off of you. Let me know what it's hitting on. That's what I want to see, because I need to be able to submit to that. I got to submit to that worst. At your best, that's easy. At your worst, what it look like? And I think that for so long, you know, we've had time in our relationship. I was just seeing the best. The best. The best is great. There's some bad habits at their worst. Not bad, what's the word I'm looking for? Not bad mistakes. It's some bad habits at their worst. Habits that person just ain't ready to break right now. Because the best is so good. Giving you this my best, what, like you can't work like this, what it is. He ain't saying that though, but he's showing me that. He's showing me this is what it is, you got to deal with that. The best is great. Don't let the worst outweigh, but let me tell you something. The worst is really what it is. The worst is the gap, and I have to be able to stand there. I have to be able to stand there and submit to that. Most people's worst is total
bullshit. Most people's worst is full of shit. I gotta be able to stand in that shit.
I can't stand in it if it's too bad. Now, come on, you gotta help me. We all know
shit stinks. It's funky. But I gotta be able to tolerate it. Some shit I ain't finna tolerate. I'm just...
Especially if I'm telling you, hey, we got to clean this shit up. If I'm telling you every day,
we got to clean up this shit. It's becoming overwhelming. It's a lot. And let's clean it up together. Because it's your shit, but I'm standing in the gap with you. So it's our shit. And I'm here to help you get the shovel and get it up and clean it up. And you don't want to clean up your shit with me? You just want me to stand in your shit? Aw, nigga, hell nah.
I ain't finna do that. You gonna have to get somebody else. I'm not the woman for that project. And I understand that, so I know how to gracefully bow out. Now, when you ready
to deal with your shit, I'm ready to deal with it with you. And we can handle your shit together. I'll help you with your shit, because I know I'm going to need you to help me with my shit. But until then, I'll be handling my shit, and you can handle yours. I ain't standing in nobody's shit without them.
The hell? You want me to smell it, but you don't want to smell it? No, we ain't finna do that. Stand in the gap with me.
Submit to your own shit the way you're asking me or requiring me to submit to it. Deal with that shit. Smell it the way you want me to smell it. Scoop it up the way you want me to scoop it up.
Don't ask me to submit to nothing that you're not willing to submit to. Especially when I don't display this type of behavior. We in this together. Stand in the gap with me. Don't just leave me here to figure it out on my own. Don't know that you did something wrong to hurt me. I ask you why, you can't tell me why. And then I ask you how do I fix it and you don't know? Guess what? I don't either. That don't mean I don't love you. That don't mean I ain't gonna miss you. Cause y'all, I miss him. But loving you doesn't mean that I stop loving me. And I allow you to put me in a space where you're constantly hurting me. And you know it. And you just tell me deal with it. Because the good foot is really, really good. That's crazy. That's crazy. And y'all, I'm not perfect. I go through things. I grow through things. I'm still working on myself. Like, I'm trying to stop cursing. That's why I don't be cursing. I be liking to use the speaker. But, you know, I got to get my point out. You know, God be talking to me how he talk to me. I'm just saying it ain't right, but it is what it is. You judge yourself. Don't judge me. Right? But I understand me and I know that I'm growing, so I'm willing to like be open about certain stuff, but I need you to be open back. Don't hold me accountable for what somebody else did to you in the past when I didn't do it. I don't do that to you. We both been hurt. You want me to submit to that? No way. You're not willing to submit to your own
shit. So how you expect me to do it?
Don't ask me to do something you're not willing to do. Don't do it. Don't hold me to the fire about you when you don't hold yourself to the fire about you. Go heal. Come back and holler at me. Spin the block. Go work on that. Come back and holler at me. Spin the block. So many women get into relationships and we are not healed. And we get into relationships with men who want to do nothing but love us, but we accuse them of everything that the last one did because we are not healed. God dag it. Hold on. What? Can y'all hear me? Oh, y'all can still hear me. What's going on with my picture?
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. It's coming back. Did it come back? Oh my God. Is it back? We done lost the dang picture. Oh man, this is such a good conversation. Let's see what's going on.
I know. Hold on. This is such a good. Hold on, y'all. Let me take me off. I'm still here. Let me see if I can find my picture. I have no clue. What just happened? Okay, I'm still here. We still in the gap. Hold on. Let me figure out what's going on. Let's try to get this picture back up. Uh-oh. We might have to end it. I don't get a picture. Oh, my God. I hate that this is happening. Yeah, I can't get my picture up. This sucks. This just messed up my whole little show. See, this is what happens when you go live, guys. You just, shit happens. It just happens. Okay, I think we might have a picture. Hold on. Stay right where y'all at. Don't leave. Hold up. Because I got to get it together. I don't know if y'all can see me doing all this or that. Hold on, hold on. I think we got it. Oh, we're back. Can y'all see me? Hopefully y'all can see me. Can y'all see me? See, all kind of stuff be happening in the studio when you go live, I'm trying to tell you. I know I got some shit I don't see. We all got shit we don't see. Listen, we all have shit we don't see. Nobody's perfect. That's the thing. See, let me tell y'all something. We all got shit that we don't see. We all grow through. That's why I'm so big about growing through. I was watching church this morning and, you know, my pastor was talking about, you know, standing in the gap, like having skin in it. You got to have some, you got to be willing to hold on to that thing. You got to know that you and that person have been through whatever you've been through. You're willing to grow through whatever. You're willing to stand in that person's shit.
You got to be willing to stand in that person's shit. It could be disgusting. It could be terrible. But you got to be willing to stand in the shit. You got to be willing to do that.
The thing with me today, the woman that I am becoming, the woman that I am growing into, is I'm willing.
I'm willing to stand in your shit. You just got to stand in that shit with me. I'm willing to get down with you in the shit, baby. But you got to stand with me.
You got to have some skin in that thing with me. You got to do the work with me. I wasn't the perfect wife. My husband wasn't the perfect husband. And I think that we didn't work because we weren't willing to do the work with each other. I wasn't willing
to stand in his shit
at the time. I didn't even know how to stand in it with him. Just being honest. So let me say, I'm not going to say we, I'm going to say me. I wasn't willing
to stand in his shit with or without him. But I wanted him to stand in mine.
How dare I? How dare I? And that don't mean I wasn't the perfect person. You know what I'm saying? It just was what it was. I see now that I've grown, I can look back and say,
damn, Takia, that was fucked up.
Wasn't always in this space. Didn't think that I would be, even be able to be here. But look at God. Look at God. So now I know what I want in my next situation, my next relationship. It ain't that I can't
stand in the shit. It ain't that I can't stand in your shit. I can stand in it, but your ass gonna stand right here with me, and we're gonna figure this out. You're not gonna say here.
This is my
shit.
Figure that out for me. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not submitting to someone that's selfish. I'm not submitting to someone that hasn't done the work on themselves. It's required to be with me. You are required to have worked on yourself. You are required to show me your other foot. You are required to stand in the gap. That's who I am today. I need that. I require that from the person that I'm with. Just like I'm required to show you
my shit.
You got to show me yours too. But you got to stand in it with me. If we going to do this together. Skin to skin. Flesh of my flesh. Blood of my blood. Together. Bruised. But we together. Back to back. Side by side. Figuring it out. Working through our
shit.
That I can submit to. Man, listen, look. Think about true submission. What that looks like. What that feels like for you. It will keep you from being hurt, but it will keep you from hurting others. I don't want to hurt him. I don't ever want to disrespect him. So, before I get to that point, before we see that, I'll part ways healthy. I can stand in your
shit. I can submit to your shit. But you gotta submit to your shit. And you gotta be willing
to stand with me. I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation, man. I know it was a lot.
I know it was a lot of shit.
But I had to put that out there. I had to release that. I had to let that go. Let me just say this, right? Transparency is deeper than nudity. I could show you what I am naked and you still never see me. I could show you what I look like completely naked and you never see me. Right? I can show you what I look like and you never see me. But to be loved in my most transparent state, right? To be loved in my most transparent state, that's what I want. In the rawest, most ugliest, most sensual, most softest, most sensitive place. To be protected and loved there. And if you hurt me there, then I can never show you that space of me again. I can't do it. I can't submit. So your girl is one of one now. And it sucks. Because I wanted that to work. Maybe it will in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, love you enough to know. Work on yourself enough to know. Put God first enough to know. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. It's been an amazing Soulful Sundays. I hope that you guys enjoyed this. You know what I'm saying? I hope that it helped somebody. I hope that the seed that is planted goes forth and just like really, really flourishes and bears a beautiful amount of fruit for you using my situation, because I'm going through it. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm in it like right now. You know what I'm saying? It's painful. It sucks. And I miss them, but I gotta love me. I gotta make sure that I'm doing the necessary work to be the greatest person for what God has for me and my purpose. So with that being said, we've come to the end of the show, man. Y'all do me a favor, head on over to Talks with Ty on Instagram and hit the follow button, all right? We're climbing and climbing, slowly, slowly climbing, but we are getting there, all right? Subscribe to the YouTube channel at Talks with Ty on YouTube, and we are also on TikTok. Head on over there and follow us at Talks with Ty, the podcast on TikTok, man. I love y'all. Happy Soulful Sunday. I hope that you're enjoying your day, man. If you're feeling friendly, go ahead and drop a dollar in the Cash App. Yes, the Cash App is my name because it's my name. Don't ask me why. Taki Ava. A dollar, dude. Everything goes back to the platform here. Talks with Ty. Man, listen, I will see you guys tomorrow for Mindful Mondays. Shout out to everybody watching the playback. I love you. Don't forget to share this video. And your girl is out. Okay? Talks with Ty. The podcast out.
Human beings have one job. Self-care. Take care of yourself. so that when the people you love fall, your arms will be strong.